What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, my name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Today is almost Christmas, correct?
Yes.
So we are prepared, no or yes?
Kinda.
Sort of, maybe. If we can keep getting our debit card from being compromised, it'd be nice, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that'd be nice too.
So yeah. I just got a call this morning and my debit card is once again being compromised. And I've been paying a certain vendor at the business and I'm fairly sure that whoever is taking that card information is passing it on to somebody else because we had a fraudulent charge for eBay.
This morning, yeah.
Yep. And last time.
And the United Kingdom.
Yeah, last time I went through this and it was two McDonald's, a Bojangles, Domino's, and then they were trying to buy a Pandora, which I think, is that jewelry, Kathy?
I guess so.
Yeah, so I had to go by the bank and they had a lady there that I had to go see and fill out a form. And I was like, who pays for all this, you know, fraud? Oh, we do. We budget in our... I got our bank hundreds of thousands of dollars every year for fraud.
Oh, wow.
And so what they did is they basically, the charges went through to McDonald's, to, I guess it was Domino's, and where's the other one at, Kathy?
Pandora.
No, Pandora was stopped. It was, but there was like three different fast foods.
Bojangles.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how you, I guess it's done through, when you pay for a McDonald's, you get through a drive through and give them your card, but I guess there's a way to buy it, based having the card number. I don't know how you do that. But
I don't know.
But anyway, that's what happened, and so the bank eats that, and it seems really unfair that that's the way it is. But you have to be careful.
Yeah, and just watch your bank accounts during this time of the year.
We've already had a show about, identity theft or fraudulent charges on your on your accounts or whatever. And there is insurance you can buy that's on your policy that gives you some limited coverage for that sort of thing.
Yes.
But the bank did a good job. They did their job. They called the fraud people, called me, and they were stopped the fraudulent charge before it happened this morning. So that was good.
So what a way to start the morning, right?
There we go. Yeah. So last week we talked about common questions that people have about the insurance policy. We had gone through a list of questions that pertain primarily to auto insurance. Today we have some that are primarily related to home insurance. What I had said last week is that, you know, a lot of people just don't understand the insurance product. I mean, it's a, people go in, buy, I got to have insurance, they buy insurance, maybe they buy a house and the mortgage company refers them to somebody. A lot of times, I've been talking, we have a former mortgage broker that works for us and he said, we didn't care where they got their insurance. We were just trying to get the cheapest we could get to get the loan closed. So you might be in that situation where you've rushed through the buying process and you got a cheap policy that was done with very little thought.
Right.
And I got my insurance, I'm insured, I'm good to go. If you start digging into what your coverages are, then that's where in our agency we'll probably not be the cheapest out there because we're going to look at the coverages versus what the cheap price is at the agency.
Right.
Because our philosophy is that you get what you pay for, and a cheap price may very well be that you're underinsured or you don't have the proper coverage on your policy.
That's correct.
And we see it all the time, don't we, Kathy?
Yes, we do.
Particularly when we have somebody that buys a policy online.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Or over 800 number. Okay, so out of these questions here, I've got 17 questions, and we'll see how we can get through here like we did last week on auto. Mm-hmm. Question one, what is water backup and sump pump failure insurance? What is that, Kathy? Does it come with your homeowner's policy when you buy a homeowner's policy?
It doesn't. You have to endorse it.
So it's the coverage you have to buy.
Mm-hmm.
How much does it cost?
It's minimal. It's very minimal, but it's worth it if you have some type of claim like that. Because when you have a claim like that, it is extensive and it can be a really bad situation. So you want to have it handled properly.
We had that in our Hazel office last year.
It was horrible.
A sewer pipe to fill. And now we've got a big mess.
It got crushed underneath the slab too.
Yeah, the best we could determine, we just had a camera shot down the drain, and it was determined that basically the building had settled and had we had one pipe that was higher than the other pipe, and it was just basically clogged, and it backed up, and it was a real mess in our office. Let me tell you,
a disaster.
So we had to have a service master come out. They put on these, it looks like you're in some kind of, like the movie E.T. or something. Remember
right,
E.T. They had all where the E.T.'s out there and you had the hazmat people come out and they came in there and they remediated the problem. They cleaned the floors and where they had to do.
They had to replace walls, carpet, flooring. It was a disaster.
So that's your coverage right there. So so that's something that doesn't come on your policy, but you can purchase an endorsement. It's very well, I guess, recommended from us that you want to get this endorsement because it's not a lot of money.
Right.
And you get like $5,000 or $10,000. I'd go with a $10,000 amount to have it.
Plus, the other thing is when you're dealing with these types of claims, you want to handle them properly because you could have pre-existing issues from the, you know, germs or possibly how it's been handled, like mold or mildew.
Yeah, down the road.
If you don't handle it properly,
you could have a problem.
It's not a good job to have to clean all that up. So
no. So that's something that we recommend that you do. Check your policy, see if you have it. If you don't have it, call your agent and they could add that coverage for very little money.
Absolutely.
Okay. Number two, what is renter's insurance?
Renter's insurance is for somebody who typically is renting like an apartment and they have their what they want the policy for is for their contents.
And liability.
And liability.
So or a house, anything that you rent.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not have a homeowner's policy or renter's insurance, you're probably not going to have personal liability insurance.
Correct.
And this would be like if your dog was to bite somebody. We don't have, it's not as a high frequency of a claim. We have a liability claim, but you could have one.
Right.
And we've had some big ones. I think the big one we had years ago was somebody, I think they shot somebody while deer hunting or something. Mm-hmm. That was a personal liability.
Right.
But having a renter's policy is one of the probably most undersold policies I can think of.
Right.
Under-purchased, I think.
I think people get the assumption that if, you know, since they're renting in the house that they're, you know, the people that own the house, own, you know, they actually insure their house and they're covered. But you can't cover somebody else's contents.
Because if you're a landlord, and Kath and I are actually a landlord, we have what's called no insurable interest in our tenant's property.
Correct.
So they own it, we don't.
Right, so they have to insure it themselves, not us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you could get maybe a little bit of coverage on a policy for that, like property of others, but that's not something you want to skate on. You want to have your own renter's policy.
Correct.
And here again, just like the water backup and the sump pump failure, renter's insurance is what? Minimal.
Yeah, it's
right,
minimal.
The premium's
it's very,
not that much.
Very inexpensive. It's based usually about how many rooms are in your apartment. And
what's your contents?
Yeah, how much contents you have. So you can kind of do an inventory of what you have, and that way you can just kind of be covered.
You can kind of just eyeball it. Hey, I've got about $20,000.
A lot of people make you do all those things. So, maybe you could possibly, you know, figure it out yourself before you even have to even – you know, come in for the quote is to figure out with that. So,
yeah, it's just something that I think having a renter's policy is very. If you live somewhere and your house burns, or your landlord's house burns,
right,
and your contents burn up along with it, then you have no coverage. So unless you have a renter's policy,
right?
When I see these apartment complexes in Atlanta happening all the time, when I see somebody's condo associate or condos are burning or whatever, it always comes out later that, you know, very few people had the renter's policy. However, I think they're seeing that's being required now in the situation, right, Kathy? Didn't we do it just recently where if you were living there, you had to have it?
Yes.
I mean, that was something that was required.
Mm-hmm.
How much, what do they have to have? Do you remember what the requirements were in that situation?
They just had them have proof that they had coverage on and they were listed, they wanted to have proof sent to the specific place where they, you know, the actual property.
That was in Atlanta, wasn't it?
Right. It was, it was in Kennesaw.
Kennesaw?
Mm-hmm.
One time, Kate and I were watching the news, and we were having a nice, relaxing
Sunday afternoon.
Right. Then we were watching some movie, and then all of a sudden, the 6 o'clock news comes on, and we see this big, huge fire in Atlanta in an apartment complex. And I was like, that looks familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we insure that.
Yes.
And so we actually had a total fire loss. I take that back. I believe it was a partial loss, but it was probably $750,000 claim. and it was on the news.
Right.
And I knew that would not be a good, and the phone was ringing not long after that.
Yeah,
so.
it's not a very good day when you start seeing something that you insure burning on
the news. Yeah, when
you're
stuff on
the
news that
news.
You see, that's not good. But that did happen, and that kind of ruined the rest of our Sunday, right?
Yes, but it was insured properly, so we took care, it was all taken care of, so that was good. Yeah. So,
okay.
We were able to help the customer.
Question three, should seem kind of a remedial one. What is personal property on a homeowner's insurance policy? So I guess we could say that's your contents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is not personal property? And I would say things that might be permanently attached to the structure.
Right,
so if you've got a built-in stove or oven, if it's freestanding, it could be unplugged and taken away.
Right.
That will be considered contents.
If it's like your cabinets that are built and attached to the
wall. Well, I'll talk about your appliances too.
Right.
If you've got a built-in refrigerator maybe or stove, or I mean, refrigerator I guess will be kind
built
of a stretch.
Typically.
What your aunt had that one time? She had that like big stove unit and all that that was built in.
That was an island.
That was a refrigerator. That'd be a refrigerator she had that was kind of built in the wall. I mean, that could be.
Well, she built that into the cabinets. So
yeah,
that's
so sometimes
why.
You could be.
Normally people don't have their appliances. Is built in though because you want to be able to
it could be interpreted different ways.
Yes,
I mean it's, if it's bolted down or if it's installed
permanently attached into
that could be considered part of the
structure. Mm-hmm.
But if anything's freestanding or can be taken away, that's going to be that would be something that would be contents like your clothes
correct.
And your TV
correct.
And
your
beds, your
appliances, your linens, your clothes, your people even dishware, dinnerware. Silverware.
I always feel like I'm never really worried about somebody having enough coverage for the contents. So, okay, so we're wrapping up here. I'll explain that why after the break. My name is Mark Moore, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We have a location in Blairsville, Georgia, which is actually on the main road right there across from Home Depot and the post office there on the corner there at the South State Bank building. We have our own wing or own section of it. We are not part of the bank, but we're in the bank building. And you can come by and see Ashley Miller, Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, and of course, Joanne Grezik to see you for all their insurance needs you might possibly need. Also, check us out in Hiawassee. We're on 150 South Main Street, Suite C there in the Town Trace building there. It's a red brick building right next to the hospital. Come by and see Rose there. She can help you with your insurance there in Hiawassee. And then lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services is our Hayesville office, which is our main hub. It's right there on 157 Highway 64 West, right next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy Sosby, Amy Kitchens, Diane Lampe, Emily McKeon, Vaughn Hobbs, Mark and myself are usually there, and we start our days there. So come by and see us there for your insurance there in Hayesville, North Carolina. Then we have a location in Murphy, North Carolina called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. Come by and see us there. We're right past the Arby's on Highways 64 West. You can come by and see Velda Doctory, and you can see Heather Temple. They like to help with your insurance needs there in Murphy. And our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance also. Please come by and see us there. We're between the United Community Bank building and Burger King. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, and Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb. I'd like to help with your insurance. Check us out also on the web at www.more-insurance.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook.
Okay, so today we're talking about common questions that customers have, and this is something I found just a list out there because we are going through the list here that we have, and we experience the same thing on our list that we have. People have different questions they don't know the answer to,
right.
Or maybe they haven't thought about it or don't care or they haven't talked to their agent maybe about it.
Didn't consider, yes.
Yeah, but a lot of times people end up having the question after a claim. Mm-hmm. is my cover? Am I covered for this? Am I having, coverage for water damage or, you know, that's when they end up having the questions after something happens. And that's
right.
You want to know this before something happens. We just, the third one we finished out of this whole list was about personal property insurance. We talked about that's your contents, you know, your things you have in your house that you own personally. Just as a side note, you know, if you have a collectible, like a, you know, maybe it's a gun collection or jewelry, what else, Kathy? Any type of...
I've had people have like special and like little figurines that they collect.
Yeah.
Or, you know, different things like antique things. You need to make sure that you have values and probably you need to have them scheduled on your policy.
That's where you can have a limitation on your policy, or you
correct.
Do have a limitation on your policy.
You do,
for
on your
theft,
normal homeowner's policy.
For
yes.
So if somebody comes in and rips you off,
right.
That's going to be things with have like a maybe a intrinsic value, that's something that's valuable, that's small, that could be taken.
Correct.
That you're going to have a, and not everybody has mm-hmm. a collectible, so insurance companies aren't going to charge every homeowner for a gun collection.
Right, or
so
art collection, yep. or something
so you,
like
you
that.
So you have limited coverage, it might be $5,000 maybe.
Correct.
It might be just a basic policy that they, you know, not a basic policy form, but like, you know, older policy, it may be $1,500, depends on what your carrier is.
Right.
Okay, question four, what makes landlord insurance different from homeowners insurance? Now, this is a big one.
The exposure.
Well, we just had a situation, and I would love to sit here and just rattle off things and specifics about what happened to us recently in the office, but you know we can't because we have to be proud about who we insure and
right.
things that have happened. But we had a situation just recently where we had a homeowners policy on mm-hmm. a house.
Mm-hmm.
It was determined that the house was not a homeowner's policy. It was somebody else was living there.
Mm-hmm.
It was considered a tenant policy.
Correct.
And we had rewritten the house from a homeowner's policy to
a dwelling fire policy,
mm-hmm. which is for a tenant. Well, what happened soon after it happened, the thing caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got a claim. And we can be comfortable about this because it was insured correctly.
Correct.
However, though, if this had happened 6 months ago, then it would have been the wrong policy on this house, and we don't know what the company may or may not have done.
Correct.
They may have paid it and gone on, and no harm, no
sometimes
foul.
They don't.
But they can say that the property was misrepresented to the insurance carrier, and that's not a good place to be to have your whole claim denied when something was not disclosed, they would say. So
right.
The big difference is if you're living in your house and this is your house, that's a homeowner's policy. If it's a rental
house,
your
primary home.
If it's being rented to a third person, then you'd have a dwelling fire policy, which they call this here is a landlord insurance policy.
And a side note on this is people today are doing the Airbnb,
yes.
the VRBOs, and they're not letting their insurance agent know that you're changing the exposure of the house. There are going to be differences. You could lose coverage because you're doing these things if you don't have it properly addressed and properly insured, and they could come back and deny the claim completely, and that could be an issue as well.
Here's one for you. What if we have a father and a mother, and then you have next door, they have a house or apartment or whatever, and their adult child is living there rent-free. What would you do in that situation, Kathy?
Well, if they own the actual home, it could be there. If it's next door, it could be their secondary house, possibly, or a dwelling fire, depending on how they do.
I think that has to be careful about that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't own the adult child's belongings.
No.
So the adult child would need to have an HO4 policy, which
correct.
Is a renter's policy. Even
correct.
Though they're not technically a renter,
right.
they're a
that's
guest
correct.
Of sorts. They need to have their
unless
own policy
it was
for their stuff.
Already furnished or whatever, and the parents owned everything. I mean, you'd have to ask his questions
so I think,
to determine
I think that.
That
I'm talking about somebody that's an adult, you know, that
right.
lives next door.
Right.
I think that needs to be, I think the most proper way to do it is the mom and dad have the homeowner's policy, and then their policy would be written on a dwelling fire policy
mm-hmm.
that mom and dad have that policy, mm-hmm. and then the child would have their own renter's policy.
Right.
Now, is it going to cost more money to do? Yes. But that would be, I think, the most correct way to do that.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. When when you call in for a quote, we ask specifically how you're going to use it. Is this going to be your primary home? Is this going to be your secondary home? If it's a seasonal home, how many days you're going to be in? The exposure of how, you know, if you have people in and out of your house, you have more of exposure than it's just you and your family. Typically, that's the way it works. So we want to know how you're going to use that particular home. So if it's a, if you're going to be renting it, you need to tell us up that front so we can have the proper endorsements as well as the proper coverage.
Or
on
even
the
home's an LLC.
Correct.
That could be,
or a trust.
Technically, mm-hmm. it's an LLC. I thought it was necessarily a trust, but an LLC, mm-hmm. technically that needs properly, the most proper way to ensure that would probably be to have it on a dwelling fire policy. Some carriers let you do it as a name insured on the homeowner's policy, but you have to be addressed that as well up
Correct.
Front before
There's
something
There's a lot
happens.
Of factors to insuring your homes.
Yep. Okay. I don't know if we'll have enough time to get through the rest of the questions here, but we've got a lot more, don't we?
Yes.
People have questions all the time about their insurance coverage, and they need to be aware about how things are insured, how they're covered. So next week we'll pick us back up, and my name is Mark Moore. We're listening to our show called Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.